Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Yeah, short and sharp and to the point. Hello, welcome. James Whale on the James Whale Radio Show Extravaganza, which, of course, can be seen, if not heard, all over the world. Lovely to have you with us. Miss me?
I did.
Good. I'm sure you did. Well, I come back. Listen, I go away for a week, and what happens? Nothing. No news. Nothing at all.
No, it's been dead. Nothing happening at all. Nope.
Yeah. You know, they call it the silly season. Nothing on. You've got reality television shows and music festivals. There's nothing to talk about, is there? What you need really is a bit of political intrigue, isn't it?
Yeah, something happening in the world, something big. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just imagine how interesting it'd be if, well, here we are. Here's a this will never happen, but here's a joke for you. Just imagine the Prime Minister of the day decided for one reason or not he couldn't carry on and said I'm stepping down and you're going to have a new Prime Minister. Just imagine how that would this time of year when there's nothing to talk about. That would be manna from wherever, wouldn't it?
Just wouldn't happen, would it?
Yeah, no. Just imagine, if that wasn't bad enough, imagine what would happen if, for argument's sake, the leader of the opposition fell out with the rest of his politicians in Parliament and more or less barricaded himself in his office and refused to speak to any of them. And then they all started offering their resignation and he started hiring people for his front bench cabinet who had no experience in anything. I mean, could you imagine... Could you imagine something like that ever happening?
No, not going to happen.
No, absolutely. And then if that wasn't bad enough, then the one man, who's the one man to have really changed British politics? Take Nigel Farage, all right? Just imagine when things like that were happening. This would make a great movie, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Just imagine on top of all that, Nigel Farage strides in. He's got what he wanted. He got a referendum, and the referendum was to leave, the European Union. And then after all of that, all those years that Nigel had spent trying to engineer that, and then he decides he's going to quit as well.
All at the same time,
all in the same week that I decided to... It's just, you know, it's the sort of thing that Hollywood would love, absolutely love, but it won't happen. There's no way it would ever happen.
I'll tell you what would happen.
What?
Chris Evans quitting Top Gear. I could see that coming.
No.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's going to happen.
Chris Evans quit Top Gear?
Yeah, I think he's going to do that.
My golly gosh. Now, that is big news. That is big news. I mean, what? I mean, he was rubbish at it. Bless his little cotton socks, running around like a two-year-old and screaming his head off. I only watched it once and that was enough.
Mm.
But the ratings weren't very good. But that's never really put him off. Bad ratings have never normally put him off. What's wrong?
Nothing. He only did about six, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I think they were. I mean, I think, the BBC have got issues with themselves, haven't they, at the moment?
They've always got issues, the BBC.
Yeah, the BBC have a lot of ongoing problems, but as somebody who occasionally works for the BBC, I better be very careful what I say. Did you actually read that somewhere?
I went on the BBC and it said BBC in crisis.
There are always stories like that, but did it actually say anything about Chris Evans?
Yeah, he's quit.
No.
Yeah.
Oh dear, you go away. And then a major story like Chris Evans quitting comes along. We talked to the Stig, didn't we, the other day?
We did, yes.
Yeah, the original Stig, yeah. I said, listen, I'm not putting myself forward this time.
No?
No. I don't think you can really... It was Jeremy's programme.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
And he's got a new one coming out called The Grand Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be great. I mean, I think the BBC must have... They wasted their money on, what, six episodes of it.
Yep.
Everybody slagged it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris could see the writing on the wall, couldn't he? He could see the writing, although he probably went into the toilet and they'd scrawled it all over the wall.
That's not normally what's written on the wall in toilets, though.
I don't use public toilets.
Yeah, you've said, yeah.
Do you know, I was doing my show elsewhere the other day, and I came out of it, and I suddenly thought I had to go and have a pee. So I always difficult when you're on the radio live. So I tottered down the corridor to the toilet and did what I had to do. But coming out, a thought struck me.
As long as it's a thought, that's fine.
Yeah, a thought struck me. In this day and age, in the 21st century, that we as human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Hopefully down the toilet.
Yeah. We as human beings in the 21st century are still having to primitively empty ourselves.
Nice pause. Carry on.
Did you hear that? I don't know what that was.
I did, but it was in a gap, so it's fine.
Right, what was it?
Your phone.
I don't know. It was your end, I think. So anyway, we in the 21st century have to primitively go to a small room, or maybe a tree if we're caught short outside, and empty ourselves, excrete waste from our bodies. Shouldn't we have found a better, more convenient way of doing this in the 21st century?
I thought you were going to say, shouldn't we have found someone else to empty us for us?
This really, I was standing there having a piddle, and this occurred to me that how medieval, how primitive that we still have to go and pour point Percy at the porcelain. I mean, it's slightly childish to talk about it, I know. But you'd think, wouldn't you, we developed a drug or a pill or something just to remove the waste.
Yeah.
Or a better way of doing it. I mean, it seems so animal, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have these thoughts while you're stood up doing your business. I mean, what's it like when you're sitting down?
No, I don't have time for that. No, I mean... Oh, dear. Anyway, anybody else has any thoughts like that, contact us. You know, jameswellradio@gmail.com. Gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. Okay, so welcome to the programme. As I said before, here we are on your favourite radio station. We're on radio stations all over the place, aren't we?
We are. We're everywhere, yes.
What else was I going to say? Can't remember now. Oh, yeah. And we, of course, can be picked up anywhere you like if you go to the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. And there you can find all sorts of things going on. You can see films and TV footage we've put together for you. And you could buy stuff in the shop, and you can listen to a myriad of other shows. And sometimes with guests on the show. We had guests on the show. Funnily enough, talking about that idea that you know, the Prime Minister would stand down, the leader of the opposition would become unloved, and Nigel Farage decided to leave UKIP. I mean, ridiculous stories, never ever happened. But there's a good interview on there with Nigel somewhere, isn't there?
There is, a while ago when he was, I can't remember what he was doing at the time. Well, it's only the one thing he is doing, isn't it, I suppose?
Well, no, you know, I'm pretty sure he's probably one of the most famous people in the world at the moment, isn't he?
Well, there is always Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump. Now, didn't Donald Trump come to Scotland while I was away?
He did, yes.
And was it a big news story?
There's something to do with Nazi golf balls.
Really? I didn't see anything about him. I wondered whether... He'd upset. I mean, I don't suppose. I mean, he's not likely to upset anybody, is he?
I think he upset a few people.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I dropped my pen. Well, there wasn't. He's not left, has he? He's not resigned or done anything like that.
He's left the country.
Has he?
Hmm.
Oh, right. Where's he gone?
Well, not his own country. He's left ours. Or Scotland, rather.
Did he?
Hmm. He didn't stay long.
And is he coming back?
Well, I'm sure he'll come back to collect the money.
Yeah, I suppose you might do. Anyway, so on the programme today, there's not an enormous amount for us to talk about, is there, really?
No, but if the Prime Minister was to sort of just all of a sudden, for some unknown reason, just quit, who would we have?
Well, that's a really good question, isn't it? I mean, here's another scenario. Imagine, because everybody have thought Boris Johnson would become the next Prime Minister, and I imagine that's what will happen. But just imagine if he suddenly said he didn't want to.
Right. So then who
could you? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I suppose Home Secretary Theresa May would be the next choice, wouldn't she?
I like that. The woman that always stands next to Boris, Angela, is it Leadsom? Leadsom?
I don't know. I don't recognize the name. I've no idea.
She looks quite good.
Does she?
Hmm. Don't know what it is about older women, but she's...
No, I don't either, but I don't know who you're talking about. Never heard of her.
She's always dressed in red.
Is she? Oh, yeah. She must be somebody from the Labour Party, I suppose.
Oh, then she can't replace the...
No, she can't, no.
No.
Here's a funny idea for you. Just imagine Michael Gove put his name forward.
Oh, the schoolboy?
Yeah, the one with the bad lips. I always feel sorry for him, because every time he's doing something, his lips... always look chapped, and there's little lumps falling off his lips. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I know you shouldn't mock people. It's not, you know, it's not his fault. It's not nice. There is a name for that. Is it called pyorrhea? No, I don't think it is.
You're making stuff up now.
No, I'm serious. No. Or is it just chapped lips? I'm not sure. But and you shouldn't laugh, because that's something you can't help, and it's not nice.
Well,
but just occurred to me how funny that would be if Michael Gove, Michael Gove ever put his name forward as a possible prime minister. No, nobody would. He wouldn't. No. That wouldn't work. No, I think you're being quite wrong there. I think the idea of thinking about the possibility of the prime minister deciding to stand down, because, you know, okay. They did the referendum.
They did, apparently.
And apparently that it was won just slightly by those people who wanted to leave the European Union.
Yeah, by about a million people. Yeah.
Yeah. So out of a country of 60 million, that's not a lot, is it?
Not a lot at all, no.
No, when you think about it, there will be a lot more people, because it would have been... What was it, a 75% turnout and a 52% of the 75%, which means, of course, the majority of people didn't want to leave the European Union. So I presume, and I don't know, I just presume it'll get lost in time somewhere.
So we left now, then?
No, not that I, as far, I don't think, I mean, are you sure they voted in the referendum? I mean, I've been away, I don't know, did they actually vote to come out?
I don't know. As far as I'm aware, we're still in.
Yeah, no, I imagine if people were to vote to leave, I mean, can you imagine what would happen? The pound would crash. Companies would start pulling out of the country. The economy would be on a knife edge, or even edge. I suppose, Peter, it'd be too awful to think of, wouldn't it, really?
Well, I suppose the FTSE 100 might go up a bit.
Well, it might do, I suppose, yes. Yeah, I don't know. And then lots of people, Brits living in European countries, would be concerned about whether they were going to get thrown out. And then the worst thing of all, then you get those really ugly, you know, the ones with the rolls of fat in the back of their necks. The ones with the shaven heads and the swastika tattoos. You get them resurging, wouldn't you? And you get all sorts of nastiness.
Yeah, hate crimes would probably be on the increase.
Hate crimes would go up, and people would think it would be the rather ignorant, rather stupid people that you see sometimes on buses who often wear baseball caps the wrong way round and start, and who actually think they are well-formed members of the human race who are living under a misconception. You get them and say, you should go back to your own country, you. That sounded a bit like the young ones, didn't it? Yeah, that would never happen, would it?
What's more worrying is, when was the last time you were on a bus?
I haven't been on a bus for years.
Oh.
You can't get on a bus now unless you've got a card.
Is it that expensive?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Apparently, a friend of mine said I went to get on a bus, and unless I had something called an Oyster...
Yeah, they're expensive.
Are they? Well, oysters, yeah, I don't like them. But I don't know why on earth you should have to have an oyster to get on a bus, but there we are. They don't take money, they only take oysters.
But the bus would stink after a while.
Yes, my own thoughts, exactly.
Dear me.
So it's a very strange time of time at the moment, isn't it? Nothing to talk about. We're having to make stuff up.
I'm running out of things to think about.
Yes, I mean, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's bizarre. You know, not enough news at this time of the world, so we have to make up the idea that, A, we voted to come out of the European Union, all right?
Mm.
And all the problems that would ensue if that was ever to happen. I mean, we get, you know, countries fighting countries again. We'd get economic disasters. We'd start losing jobs. There'd be a rise in racism, or even a race. So, yeah, I can't believe that would ever happen. And then, you know... Fancy making up the idea the Prime Minister would step down and you'd end up with somebody like Michael Gove thinking he could be a Prime Minister. And Jeremy Corbyn, of course, who got huge response from the public. Hundreds, thousands and thousands of people joined the Labour Party just to vote him in. Just imagine, you know, you can't imagine. Just it'd be funny to imagine that all the MPs in the Labour Party fell out with him because they didn't like him and they thought he wouldn't win an election after he had this huge mandate from the public. I mean, that's just too bizarre for words. And then Nigel Farage, to cap it all, deciding that he would leave. He would stand down from the leadership of UKIP, the party that he set up nearly 20 years ago and devoted his life to. It's a great idea, but it's all completely fictitious, you know, Rob.
How's Tony Blair doing?
Who's he?
Isn't he the old guy that used to run the country?
Oh, the old grey guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know. Not heard of him for ages, no.
I thought somebody...
No, but let's not confuse the whole thing. I mean, you'll be telling me that report, the Chilcot report's actually been released. I can't believe that.
Well, if they keep saying it's going to get released, but whether it...
No, I can't. I mean, I think they're just going to sit on it. I can't see them ever releasing that report, can you? It's been over 5 years. I think it's been 7 years since they started. I can't believe they're ever going to release it, to be honest.
No, maybe you're right. No.
Yeah. It's a funny old world.
It's a very funny old world.
Yeah. Listen, let's play some music.
Okay, what we got?
I don't know. Well, we've got Evil Eye by Blacklist Union.
Well, that sounds a bit heavy.
Yeah, well, let's have that then, shall we? Because there's nothing else to talk about. I mean, this is it's a really difficult time to do a radio show when you do a talk show. And you need to talk about things that are happening in the news when there's very little going on.
I might go outside and cause a commotion and see if it gets in the news.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. If you would like to be on the show, by the way, if you've got some music, get in touch. Rob will tell you how.
Just email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com and send an MP3, permission to play, and off we go.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That's what Blacklist Union did, and this is their single. It's called Evil Eye.
Let's go.
Right, okay. So there we are. That was, I've lost my place in the script now. That was Blacklist Union and Evil Eye. Well, of course, this programme has a script. You don't think we could just come up with this off the top of our heads, do you? It would be very, very difficult, all right? James Whale of the James Whale Radio Show with you, produced by Rob. Broadcast over radio stations all over the world. And here's another. I mean, now that the probe has found Juno. No. Juno is the probe. It's found Jupiter, hasn't it?
Oh, right. Okay. I thought, poor Juno. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah. No. I've got it the wrong way around. Have we found life yet?
in Juno? Have we found life where? Oh, Jupiter.
Well, I thought we were going to find life.
I don't think there's any life on Jupiter.
Isn't there?
No, they spent all that money on sending that probe up to Jupiter. I could have told them before they sent it. There's no life up there. It's just a big load of dust spinning round.
Well, we don't know because nobody's been beneath the clouds before.
Oh, I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, it's just dust.
All right, okay. Oh, well, never mind. I suppose what we ought to do now is a tech talk brought to you by Odor UK. Sweat, smell as good as your friend's 100% recycled body spray.
That's the one.
Yeah, okay. It's good stuff. Well, you're going to do tech talk?
Yeah.
And are you using Odor UK?
They've sent me some, yeah. I've used it a couple of times. People keep coming up to me saying, oh, have you just been to the gym? I think that they must be looking at my muscles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's we're very proud to have not only Ford, of course, but we've now got Odor UK, the sweat smell as good as your friend's 100% recycled body spray, available in all good department stores.
It is indeed. DJI, the drone people, have decided this week, inside the software of the drones, they've put code in there to stop you flying your drones over areas that are restricted, which is a good idea, like airports.
Yeah,
But in the latest edition of their software, they've decided to make that optional.
Why?
Because they're stupid.
Well, but, I mean, why give people the chance or the choice of, you know, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, they put a really good feature in their drones to stop people flying them near airports or in over Area 51 in America. And now they go and make that feature optional. And their excuse or their claim is because it's too much hassle for people that have got genuine permission to fly them to keep phoning them every 5 minutes. So they've, you know, just removed it.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely
Golly
crazy.
Golly gosh.
In other news.
In other news, yeah. Go on, yeah. I was just pondering, here we have a company that can make it so that you can't get a drone, if you like, to cause problems and maybe even kill people. But they're not putting it in as a matter of course. If you say, I don't want it in, you can have it taken out.
Yeah, it comes up and says, this is going to fly in a no-fly zone. Are you sure you wish to proceed? And you just press
really?
Yes, and it just flies in.
Stupid. Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. The company should be told.
So
well, I'm telling them now.
We've told them. The whole world is
we've
now
told
uniting.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
We're telling them.
Yeah, stupid people. Right, what else have you got?
Apple, they've apparently raised a patent. Or patent. Is that American patent? Patent?
Yeah.
Which one do we use?
Yeah. I'd use patent, but yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they've come up with an idea that, you know, in rock concerts and museums and whatever, they're going to put a little transmitter that transmit or possibly transmit to future devices that turn your cameras off.
Oh, right. So when you go into a museum or a cinema or a rock concert and you want to film it, you won't be able to.
Yeah, it sends an infrared code to the lens of your camera. The camera picks it up and disables the camera.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea, but I don't think it will happen because everyone will not buy Apple devices. Because
well, I think it should be imposed on all devices.
Could be a legal thing that they could put on, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody makes a movie to and they spend money in making a movie and you go and film it and then try and flog it illegally. That's as bad as burglary. It is burglary. You're robbing somebody of something that they own. I have no sympathy with people who do that. They need locking up.
Of course, you could put an infrared filter over the lens and obviously block the signal, but I wouldn't advise that.
Well, no, I wouldn't either. That would be a silly thing to suggest as well. Rob, stop saying those stupid things. Okay. So anyway, James Will Radio Show. Nice to have you with us. Of course, find us here at this radio station. And online, you can play us. All you've got to do is go to my Twitter site, James Will Radio, or The James Will Radio, or The James Will, and follow the link to jameswellradio.co.uk, and you're there. That's all you have to do. And the link's on the front page. It's easy, isn't it?
It is. Am I doing Film Talk as well this week?
Have we got a sponsor for Film Talk?
No, we haven't.
Well, we need a sponsor for Film Talk. You know, Ford bring you the whole of the James Well radio show and our website and everything else. And, oh, by the way, check out the new Edge.
Oh, I like that one. That's a nice
one. It's a pretty good Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. For Film Talk, what films do you want to talk about today?
I went to see that Independence Day Part 2.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, I've heard. What did you think?
It was a bit scary.
Was it?
Yeah, there was loads of aliens in it.
What, real though? I mean, in Independence Day, you never saw them, did you?
You saw them a bit, but in this one, there's lots of aliens running around.
What do they look like?
Oh, like, like aliens with tentacles and legs.
Oh, right. So they, because people say that the other forms of life are probably going to be more reptilian than we are.
They sort of look a bit reptilian.
Yeah, I've no idea why reptilian, but there we are.
And big guns.
Okay. And did you enjoy it?
It was a good film. I saw it in IMAX 3D, so no kids.
Excellent. That's the only way to see it. I mean, what is the point of going and watching a movie with kids running around, eating popcorn, shouting, screaming? Oh, no.
They could do all sorts in the IMAX theatre. You wouldn't be able to hear or see them. It's
really?
It's,
why?
It's just so loud in there.
Is it? I think sometimes the sound of movies is too loud.
Oh, this is chair rumbling loud.
Really?
Yeah.
And has it got a good story?
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Yeah, it's tolerable. It's
Independence Day 2.
I think it's called Resurgence, I think.
All right, okay. Well, there we are. That's Film Talk and Tech Talk brought to you by
Oda UK. Sweat.
Yeah.
Smell as good as your friends. There we go.
Yeah. We should have a jingle for them.
We got a jingle.
Have we? Oh, good. Well, you should have played the jingle in there.
I'll play it now.
Which, what, now?
Yeah, I'll play it now.
Go on, then.
Tech Talk, sponsored by Oda UK. Sweat, smell as good as your friends. Sweat, the 100% recycled new body spray from Oda UK.
Where are we? What should we do now? Because there's nothing really to talk about. We might as well do finish the sentence.
We've got, when was the last time you visited your GP?
Let me have a look. When was the last time you visited your GP? You're right. It does take a while, some people say. But if you're really ill, this is the thing. A lot of people seem to want to go and visit their doctor all the time for nothing. If you're really ill, your doctor will fill you in. If I have to see my GP, I just drop my computer on the floor. If I want to see my GP, I ring up the receptionist and they say, tell us what's wrong. And I will talk to the doctor, I'll get him to ring you back. And then he rings you back, has a chat with you and decides whether or not, and I live in, you know, a fairly built-up area, lots of people there. I have no complaints, really. Reese Madigan said, phone early enough, get an emergency appointment, great service. Guessing that's not everyone's experience, though. So that's from Reese. Nikki Pound, seeing my doctor tomorrow, has taken me a month trying to get an appointment with him. You know, I don't understand that. If you're really ill, you'll be seen, won't you?
I think so. Yeah.
Samantha Blake says, over a week, and sends two little kisses. Thank you, Samantha. Samantha Blake Hobb. Drogba Torres. Made up stupid names. I won't bother with him. Darren Doherty said, once got asked to come back a week on Wednesday. Really? Shelley Stevens said, rang up yesterday and can't get an appointment with mine until August. All right. Okay. Sean Smith said last week, phoned at 8 a.m. and she phoned back at 8:15, saw her at 10:30. See, same, yeah, Great Oakley Medical Center in Corby. It is fantastic. So some Some say yes. Tracy Packer says, rang for an appointment today, can't get in for 7 weeks in Portsmouth. And Debbie Morgan, 7 to 10 days in North Essex. And Ruby Logan says, I'm in Barmouth in Wales. I have to call them in the morning at 8 to get an appointment. But by the time they answer, there are no appointments left. It can take weeks. All right. Sharon Cook in Leicester says, my doctors, you have to ring first, then the doctor rings you back, same with mine, before you can get an appointment, which I think is terrible. Why, Sharon? I think that's good. The doctor can then assess you on the phone and decide whether or not you should come in, or the doctor needs to see you. I think that's a better idea, don't you?
You can't get some people off the phone, though, can you?
Well, that's a problem. I know. I think doctors do. You know, who would want to be a doctor? I mean, I'm glad people do, but who would really want to be a doctor?
I couldn't be looking at people's feet all day. Or is that chiropodist?
Well, feet. I don't mind feet. It's the other bits you've got to look at. You know, there are bits I don't really want to see of myself, let alone of other people. Really?
Oh, dear me.
You are listening to James and Rob on the James Webb Radio Show.
So there we are. Now you know where you are, James Well, and tell your friends here, there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of just me sitting here abusing Rob. Well, no, I don't really abuse him. He actually enjoys it. So if he enjoys it, it can't be abuse, can it? No, I'll answer that for you. So looking for music, we're always looking for new artists on the programme. Evil Eye from Blacklist Union, we played before, bit of heavy metal. Bit of thrash metal, something completely different now. Heartbreak Major from Careless Sons, right? It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. Like this. Yes, yeah, we like it. Yes.
Yeah. Is it, I never know, is it Careless Sons, Heartbreak Major, or is it Heartbreak Major and Careless Sons?
It's on the sheet. It's always the artiste first and the track
really?
Second, yes.
Because it could have been either way here. You know, it could have been a track by Heartbreak Major called Careless Sons.
Yeah, or Careless Sons by Heartbreak Major.
Which is, in fact, what it is.
No, it's Heartbreak Major by Careless Sons.
Yeah, Careless Sons with their new song, Heartbreak Major. See how you do it?
Yeah, I've got that. So it's Careless Sons with their track, Heartbreak Major.
Yeah, but You only do it in that way if you work on hospital radio, okay?
On hospital radio?
Just play the record.
China's drunk himself into a stupor again. He's locked up in the basement. We won't see him again till the morning comes around. But you were in the bedroom trying to be someone else, just shuffling the cards.
Together, down by the river, it flows into itself. right, this is my favourite bit of the programme, by the way. I like this. Don't forget, are you interrupting me? Don't. If you want to get in touch, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. That's my email. You can get in touch with us right here. Have a look on the website, jamesworldradio.co.uk. Some of my old TV shows, some of the current TV shows, and all sorts of stuff on there.
There's lots of stuff there to keep you entertained for at least 15 minutes.
Including James Whale t-shirts and James Whale baseball hats just for the summer holidays.
I sent you a baseball cap and I haven't seen you wearing it yet.
I wear it all the time. I put a picture out the other day of me wearing it.
You got somebody else to wear it.
Okay, well, it's in my car. Next program, I'll wear it about, yeah. Next time, I'll get it and we'll do a picture, okay?
Oh, all right. Okay.
What's wrong now?
Well, it cost me £3 to send that to you.
Yeah, I know. And I wear it a lot, so thank you. Right, this is my favourite bit of the show. Finish the sentence, right?
Yeah.
You came up with this idea. It's quite fun. The sentence this week is, if I had a pound every time somebody told me.
So I'll read that bit out then.
Oh, right, okay. Ready? Let's do this. See if it amuses us. Go on.
Okay. Are you going to do the name first?
David J. James.
If I had a pound for every time someone sold...
You see, you know, why is it as soon as we have a little script item here, you it up?
Can you not say that word?
Well, I hope you bleeped it out.
Okay. Say David again.
David again.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
I look like a poorly octopus, I'd have 6 squid. Nearly laughed. Carry on. Graham Spencer. Hello, Graham.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
If I had a pound every time somebody told me, I would get a pay rise. I wouldn't need one.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you could say the line with a little more conviction like this. If I had a pound every time someone told me...
Okay.
It on an upward inflection.
An upward inflection. Okay.
Yeah. Stephen Terry Parker. Thank you, Stephen.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
I will never work. I wouldn't be a millionaire by now. Why'd you do the silly me at the end?
But that was my upward inflection.
That was just crass. Okay. Homemade dribble bibs.
If I had a tire... What? If I had a pound every time someone told me...
I'd spelt the name wrong. I'd be a millionaire by my... Oh, God, that's ridiculous. Forget it. It doesn't even make sense. Why'd you put that down? Right. Jonathan Cooper. Here we go.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
We need to take back control.
Are they saying that?
Apparently they do. We need to take back control of what? I've never really been sure. Right. Frank McElroy.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
You lost a pound? Benny O'Donoghue.
You're making this up. If I had a pound every time someone told me...
James Whale is the best radio host ever.
Yeah, I knew you'd made it. Right, okay, next.
Jeff Hobbs.
If I had a pound every time someone told me...
Let's be clear about this. All I hear politicians say when being interviewed...
When have they been interviewed and they've been saying...
Doesn't make any sense, no. Jeff. Doesn't make any sense, mate. Right, let's do a couple more. I'm beginning to lose the will.
Okay.
Patrick O'Brien.
If I had a pound, every time someone told me...
To lend them a pound, I'd be a millionaire. Stephen Mitchell.
If I had a pound, every time someone told me...
If I had a pound every time somebody told me they were voting Remain, I would be bankrupt. Stephen Mitchell. Stephen, you'll get what you wish for, mate. Yeah.
One day.
If we were to ever be... I mean, obviously, we'd never vote. We're talking about hypotheticals, weren't we? Obviously, if we were to vote to leave the European Union, which will never happen, I'm sure, just imagine. I mean, it's like the other day, you know? I couldn't believe how well... As a Welshman, I can't believe how well Wales are doing. They're now in the final, aren't they?
Semi-final.
No. That was they beat They beat Portugal the other day, didn't they? I mean, Ronaldo just took his toys home, didn't he?
Oh, yes, I see where you're going. Yes, yes. Well done, Wales.
Yeah, you know, because we've been talking about hypotheticals with the political stuff on the program today. I thought it would only be to talk about something sensible.
Yeah, definitely. Wales. Yeah, that's it. Off there.
Let's finish up now. Come on. Okay. Right, off you go.
What name?
Yeah.
No.
Oh right, Leila Omar.
If I had a pound every time someone told me
to shut up. Right?
What?
Didn't work very well. I've gone off it. I've gone off it. No, I think that's your fault as well.
It's my fault?
Yeah, because I don't think you typed those out, didn't you?
I copied and pasted them from your Facebook page.
Yeah, but half of them you left the sentence on, and half you didn't. And then there were more than that anyway. And half of those didn't make sense.
What, like the...
So you've done all that work for nothing.
Well, I mean, you're right. I'm looking at...
Yeah, I know, you are. If you want to be a top-class producer, you're really going to have to step up to the mark.
Oh, I don't want to be top-class, because then I might have to resign.
Well, that's a point, isn't it? That is a very good point, yeah. Okay, shall we finish off? Do you think we could do questions, or...?
Well, I'll give it... Well, if we don't do questions, it's going to be a very short show.
Is it? I thought we were nearly at the end.
Well, yeah, we're on about... Yeah, we'll have to squeeze something in.
We'll do questions, but I only ask the question because I'm not really sure whether you are capable of doing it.
Yeah, but I have the powers of editing in my fingertips.
Yes, yes, I know. I know. I notice how you edit all your mistakes out of this program. Luckily I've got them all recorded, and I'm going to do a compilation of your cock-ups.
please don't.
Cockulation, I'd like to call it.
I'm never going
to get a cockulation. Oh, dear. I'm still going back to that. I can't believe that, you know, in the 21st century, a human being still has to empty themselves in the same way they had to thousands of years ago.
No. Okay, I'm not going there. Right.
I mean, somebody should invent something that you can do to empty yourself without all that. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody will email us and give us some ideas for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's finish off the show as usual with questions for the whale. Always nice to get your questions. Keep them coming in. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Rob, first question, if you please.
I've handpicked these ones.
Oh, good, good, good.
So that I don't lose my job, really.
No. So get on with it, then. Come on.
Charlie Spence.
Hi, Charlie.
When can we see you back on the box? You were indicating earlier the year something was in the pipeline.
Stay tuned, and it's not long before it will all be unveiled. Failing that, Sunday mornings quite often on Sky News.
It's all happening. It's all happening.
It's all happening, yes.
It's all happening.
So, I'm sure you'll hear when I'm back on, Charlie, in the not-too-distant future. Right, next one.
You just said... Oh, it doesn't matter. Right.
What? What did I say? What did I say?
You just said, I'm sure you're here when you're back on, Charlie.
Really? Well, can we edit that? Because obviously, I do apologise, Charlie. I'm sorry. Right, we've got another question or not?
Damo McCoy, right? Yes.
Because I need to go and empty.
Can't you just teleport it out of you?
No. No, I had a lot to drink. Right, come on. Who?
Damo McCoy.
Damo, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, right. James, why do they sterilise lethal injections?
I think you made that up. But... maybe you didn't. I don't know. Why do they use lethal injections? I have no idea.
In case they...
Unless you're talking about when they put down an animal when you're ill, and there's a whole new... There's a can of worms to open up. You know, we as human beings have to suffer the most appalling end-of-life horrors sometimes, which we would not permit our pets to go through.
American
okay, Damo.
Yeah.
Right. I think you're trying to be funny, Damo, but it didn't work, mate. Okay.
Okay. Neil Glaives.
Yes, Neil.
Why on earth are you not back on national radio? One of the biggest radio talents this country has ever produced.
Now, you see, you think I wrote that myself and call myself Neil Graves, but I didn't.
Well, I see, I'm producer, you see, so I thought it was more of a compliment.
Well, this is a national show, Neil, but watch this space. You never know what might happen.
Okay, Ian Lucy.
I'm doing a program because I had to prove to people that I could do something other than what I normally do, if you see what I mean.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next?
Ian Lucy.
Ian Lucy.
It says
a
vote.
There's a bit of a split personality. Yeah.
Vote for Whale on Top Gear. He ain't ginger, ain't got an attitude, doesn't treat people he works with like crap. Fingers crossed he has interesting cars. This could be your key back on the telly.
Back on the telly. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, very true. Very true. Very. I can't argue with any of that. I don't think I want to call it Top Gear, and I don't think I'd want to do it as it was done by Jeremy the Master. But I do like cars, as you know. I love cars. I drive cars. An ambassador for Ford, in fact. And I quite like to do a car program, but it would have to be completely different. You couldn't go. No one can go down the route, which is what they made the mistake. They tried to do Top Gear without Jeremy, and that's wrong.
A Sunday drive with the Whale.
Yeah. Yes. Sunday drive with the Whale. Yes. Take a different personality in the car.
Yeah. And then a whole
abduct
power.
Them against their will and see what happens.
Now you've just pushed it too far again. Right. Okay. Peter Stain.
Stain. Right. Yeah.
Well,
unfortunate name, Peter.
Stain. I'm sure it's Stain. Yeah. Could be Stein. Stain. Stain.
Right. Okay. Go on.
When are you going to write your next book?
Well, funnily enough, I am working on it as we speak.
Is that an exclusive?
I just happen to be working on it.
Okay. Mandy Holgate.
Oh, Mandy Holgate. I did my BBC breakfast show from her kitchen a few weeks ago.
Oh, well, that's funny because she says, how old is my kitchen?
Oh, Mandy, yeah, we have this. It's pretty old, is Mandy's kitchen. I said, and then she said, my husband's just done this. It's new. And I was slightly covered in confusion. But Mandy's kitchen is, it's in the old style.
Like old oak?
No. She hasn't quite gone that far. That would be nice. Oh, not that it's not nice, obviously. It's interesting. Actually, Mandy, maybe post some photographs on my Facebook page of your kitchen, and then we could do a vote on what sort of kitchen it was, if you want.
Has he bought a brand new kitchen and then done that distressing thing where he gets a chain and just starts smacking all over the thing and made look old? Is that what he's done?
No. I think her husband is he's probably not that good at DIY.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there then.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's quite nice. I think from what I can remember, it's painted sort of yellow and blue.
Ooh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. But I think she was going for the kind of shaker style.
Gotcha.
You see what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mandy, very nice and very nice coffee.
So it's a new kitchen. So it's not old at all.
Well, now that's difficult to tell.
Okay.
I said, very nice house. When are you going to do the kitchen?
Oh, dear.
And she said, well, we've just done the kitchen. And I thought, oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Mandy.
Did you?
But she's got a hot tub in her garden.
Did you check out the bathroom?
No, I didn't. Again, because I don't like using other people's bathrooms. Bathrooms.
It's okay.
Again, we get back to this whole thing, this primitive thing of having to empty yourself.
I'm sure there's a queue of people that are happy to do it for you.
Yeah. Shut up. Right, any more or not?
One more.
Go on.
Homemade Dribble Bibs.
No, that's a stupid name. I'm not even going to talk about them.
Well, I'll have to do the other one then.
Yeah, go on then.
Rob James.
Is this more difficult question for you to read out? Is that why?
No. Why do slow down...
Yeah, obviously it is more difficult. Yeah, go on. Say it slowly and you might get it out.
Why do slow down and slow up mean the same thing?
Why does slow down or slow up mean the same thing? Well, why do four and four? Well, no, that wouldn't work. Why do they mean the same thing? You know, that hasn't got me, but it because of the delight of the British language, the English language, the delight of the English language, you have a number of variations. You have there and you have there.
I'm sorry, Rob James, but that's utter rubbish.
Is it not the same thing?
Well, if you went slow down and you went down, that's down. If you go slow and up, that's up.
Yeah, you might be right. It's very difficult, isn't it? Very difficult to...
this English language thing.
Listen, I've got to go because I've really got to empty. What a stupid show today. I mean, talking about hypotheticals all the time, and you know, the idea that we could have lost the heads of the main political party. And we've not even spoken about Nick Clegg. Is he still around?
Are you taking me to the toilet?
No. I'm saying goodbye for now. Join us again on the James Whale Radio Show, online, on podcasts, on radio stations, on anything you like except the toilet, right here.
You've left the camera on. You've taken me into the toilet. Can you turn the camera off?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, where are you going?
No, I haven't. No, I'm going. Go, bugger off. Go on.
Don't do it there.
Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.